The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever been asked to keep a secret? Are you good at it or not so good? I think it always depends on the type of secret it is. Someone comes to me and shares something in the sacrament of penance, I'll take it to my grave. Someone comes and shares something that is serious that they're struggling with, I'll take it to my grave. Someone comes with really amazing and good news, I sometimes struggle. Things like, "I'm engaged to be married. We're having a baby. My child got into U of M or Harvard or wherever." Or, "I'm cancer-free." Those kind of secrets are a really hard time keeping. I do my best, but I struggle. Well, the leper in the gospel today took a pretty big chance. He violated all kinds of social norms by even approaching Jesus. Remember, Leviticus tells us he was supposed to stay outside of the town. And if anybody got remotely close to him, he was supposed to shout, "Unclean, unclean." Yet he goes and pursues Jesus and gets close enough to him to have a conversation and says, "If you will it, you can make me clean." Now, he only did that for two reasons. One is sheer desperation, which I don't think was the case. And the other was profound trust and faith, which I think is what he was doing. And the response he got back from Jesus was the exact one he expected. "I do will it." And the scripture says he was made clean. That awful disease of leprosy vanished. But here's where it got really difficult. Jesus tells him, "Don't tell anybody about it. Keep it to yourself." And just like I had said, when I get really good news about somebody, I have a real hard time holding it. This guy got the best news ever. He shared in the fullness of God's love. And he wasn't physically or emotionally able to contain it. It just came busting out of him. He didn't do it because he wanted to disobey what Jesus said. He didn't do it because he was sinning. He did it because it's like putting 500 pounds per square inch in a cheap balloon. It couldn't be contained. Now, do you think Jesus got mad at him? No. In fact, I would be willing to bet that Jesus knew this was going to happen because he understood what the glory of God's love does for us. Well, guess what, folks? each one of us have been given that same profound, limitless love from God, have been offered salvation in abundance, have been offered eternal life. And our reaction, in reality, ought to be the same as the lepers. That good news ought to come busting out of us. It ought to turn us all into evangelists. But the way it shows most is when we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit coming out of us. And one of those gifts that is central to this understanding is the gift of joy. To have the joy of the knowledge of the fact that we share in 100% of God's saving love. And we simply want to share the news with each other.